Michelle, what do you do?
I'm a defence lawyer with Karim & Nicol Lawyers.
Oh, well, listen, I'm getting your number
I need you first.
There's someone I want to sue around here.
Yeah, well, I'm a criminal lawyer, so if you decide to get yourself in a little bit of trouble, you're more than welcome to call Karim & Nicol Lawyers.
No, it's for my mate Rob. Seriously. So that'll be good. Michelle, how's it been going? You guys been busy?
Yeah, we've been really busy. It's been, you know, it's picked up a little bit after COVID. Everyone got themselves in a bit of trouble.
So, I was going to say, is that a good thing?
For us it is. I don't know if it's good for the Central Coast.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been going great.
Oh, good stuff. How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing it for 12 years. So a long time.
Oh, geez. Has anyone robbed a bank in all that time?
Yeah, robbed a bank, murders.
No.
Sexual assault, traffic matters, or the whole lot.
So you do the lot there?
I do.
Do you like, you know how, if there were TV shows, do you like watching all those lawyer shows on TV?
Nah, listen, I have to watch something like Kim the Kardashians to kind of take a bit of a break. It's a, you know, the vicarious trauma is pretty.
Yeah,
When someone comes in and do you ever get nervous when someone's sitting in front of you and you know what they might have done?
Well, we've got an obligation. We've got an obligation to the court. If they instruct us that they've done it, then we can't go before court and say that they haven't done it. So it's all about capturing and presenting their story. But you know, it is when you sit in front of somebody that says they've murdered somebody, it's difficult. I think, you know, particularly when you deal with child, you know, I don't know if this is appropriate for the morning show, but child pedophiles, it's a really difficult task.
I don't know, one of the more confronting things I could ever imagine.
As you say, to get a break from that, you'd have to watch the Kardashians because it would be horrendous. Yeah.
It's not a bad show.
Michelle, because like you see stuff on the news and you go, holy, that's horrific. But you understand that these people then have to have someone defending them. And that's what you guys do.
Yeah, listen, it's all, you know, objectively, you know, you've got to raise issues like whether they were, you know, some people commit crimes because they're not able to purchase food. Mm. They're not able to purchase their breakfast. And, you know, that's different to somebody who goes to a private school and decides to nick an iPad. So what our role is to make sure that we present their story to the court if they plead guilty. It's a rewarding job because, you know, there's a lot of people that need our help.
And, for sure.
When you need a thick skin too, because you get a lot thrown at you, I'd imagine, but you're not endorsing them, you're defending them.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for the chat. We could go on. We've got to get to the news.
Oh,
it was really interesting chatting you.
Call again sometime, please.
Anytime. Karim & Nicol Lawyers, guys. Give us a buzz if you get in trouble.
Oh, Rob will. He's got your number on speed dial.
I'll be set up by someone, Michelle, and you know who that'll be.
No, I know. I know. You've got to. Well, your alibi evidence can be me.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, by the way, with your guest, Tree Lopper. Oh, no, sorry. No, I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button. That was
not a tree lopper. Oh, God.